Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si Mrs. Farmer, ang inyong lingkod. Natatandaan ko yan. 1981 pa, June, Queen's Birthday Honours List. Doon, tinanggap sa Australian Embassy sa Washington, D.C. sapagkat nakatira kami noon sa New York for my husband was with New York Consulate ng Australian Office.
Kinilala para sa kanyang mga serbisyo sa mga migrante si Attorney Lolita Farmer, ang kauna-unahang Pilipino na tumanggap o ginawaran ng Medal of the Order of Australia noong taong 1981. Ito po ay isang pagkilala sa inyong mga naging serbisyo sa pagtulong para sa mga migrante, Pilipino man o doon sa mga mula sa ibang bansa.
Okay. Ang pagkakaalam ko, sapagkat nung mga panahon na yan, hindi pa masyado alam ng mga Pilipino at kakaunti pala rin ng mga Pilipino noon, ang mga awards ng Queen. Hindi ko nga alam kung sino nag-nominate sa akin, but I bet and I am sure I Australian. I was involved sa maraming activities sa community, kagaya ng women's issues, migrant issues, kasi I was at one stage the vice chairman of the Ethnic Communities Council. In fact, yung aking award nakalagay doon, recognized for migrant services.
Nung panahon po ba na yun, abogado na kayo?
Hindi pa ako noon abogado, kasi I came to Australia. I was with Congress before I left. And alam mo, sa martial law, inalis ang Congress. So I had quite an experience in this kind of, you know, congressional work, putting submissions or lobbying, mga ganon. I studied law in Australia at saka dito ko natapos ang aking law degree. So during that time, when I received the Order of Australia, I was not a lawyer yet, but I migrated with some units or degrees for Master in Public Administration from the University of the Philippines. I did not get a diploma for that, for I went to Australia and I did not continue to write my thesis. So, in effect, wala akong thesis, pero naka-enroll ako sa Master's in Public Administration.
Kumbaga, marami na po kayong naging experience at marami na kayong kasanayan bago pa kayo pumunta ng Australia?
Ay, marami. Sapagkat nasa office ako ni Majority Floor Leader ng Congress, Congressman Mercado ng Bulacan. And alam mo, ang Majority Floor Leader ay next to the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Ngayon, pag wala yung House of Representatives, si Congressman Mercado ang nag preside over the meeting. At saka, nung panahon na yun, ay si Congressman Mercado, kaya ako kinuha sapagkat nag-aaral ako ng public administration and they had a committee in reforming the government. So, we were looking at reforming the Philippine government based on three criteria: economy, efficiency, and effectiveness. Three is may mga nag-o-overlap na mga agencies or bodies. So we look at each department. So that's how I came to be with the congressman office.
Opo. Fast forward po natin, 36 years matapos ninyo matanggap ang OAM award na yan.
Yeah.
Opo.
It was 1981. I received it at Washington, D.C. at the Australian Ambassador's residence. And then before I left for New York, the Secretary of the Governor General wrote a letter to me if I am accepting the award. And I did accept the award, but I also informed them that by that time, we will be living in New York. That's how it came to be. So when the awards were given in June, we have to go from New York to Washington, D.C. to receive my award. And you know what? Doon sa residence ng Australian Ambassador, ang mga helpers or katulong ay mga Pilipina. Kaya during the award ceremony, nang nagsiserve na and everything, greetings, yung mga Pilipina doon, sabi sa akin, "Ma'am, congratulations. Alam namin may Pilipina na tatanggap sapagkat sinabi daw ng ambassador sa kanila." Sabi daw ng ambassador sa kanila, "Alam ba ninyo, may Pilipina na tatanggap ng award."
Aktibo si Attorney Farmer sa mga gawain ng komunidad, lalo na sa mga usapin tungkol sa mga kababaihan, migrante, childcare, pagsasayang papawid at serbisyo sa komunidad. Malaki rin ang naging papel ni Attorney Farmer sa pagtataguyod at pagkakaroon ng programang Filipino sa SBS Radio.
So from that time on, because I was active, kagaya ng SBS, hindi naman sa pagmamalaki.
Opo.
Annalyn, na-create yan, na-establish yan dahil sa submission ko, sa pag-appeal ko sa Ethnic Broadcasting Committee. Sabi ko, bakit ang mga ibang migrants may radio time, ang Pilipino wala?
Mm-mm.
But before I did it, I scout for talent. Usap ko si Remy Floro, who was like a sister to me here, mga ko dumating, sapagkat sa Manila mayroon siyang, you know, radio station sa ABS. At yung mga iba na alam ko na may talent, sabi ni Remy, "Okay, you love it." And then, sabi ko kay Remy, "Prepare a radio format." Sumulat sa akin yung SBS. I-interview na ko ng executive meeting. So I did attend the executive meeting and then they asked me questions. And then one of the questions was, "Are you ready?" Sabi ko, "Yes, we have a format already for the radio program." And then they said, "Okay, in a week's time, you will have Radio Filipino." So in 1978, yan ang unang year ng Radio Filipino. Wala pang ibang radio ng SBS noon kung hindi Sydney. Kaya my role, I became the coordinator. Mga broadcaster ko sila, Remy Floro at saka iba pa. Ano kami noon? Voluntary. Wala kaming bayad.
Mm-mm.
Because we just wanted that the community would have sufficient information from the Philippines and also from the Australian government about migrants. That was a collaborative effort. Tulong-tulong kami na nais na magkaroon ng radio program.
Sa naging panayam ng SBS Filipino kay Attorney Farmer, noong nabubuhay pa ito, binigyang diin niya ang importansya ng kontribusyon at mga nagagawa ng mga Pilipino na naninirahan sa Australia at sa patuloy na malalim na relasyon sa pagitan ng dalawang bansa na Pilipinas at Australia.
When I think about it, the radio, the childcare, those are projects na ibig ko sabihin, hindi lang social, hindi lang dancing or what.
Services.
Services. Those are substantial and momentous projects that give meaning and life to the community and now serving the community. So I am really happy that the community is supporting all the initiatives. Makikita mo naman, their community ay diverse. Siyempre, it is a richness of our thoughts, our opinions, and it helps. It helps. Kahit iba-iba ang mga pakiwari statement, at least it enriches the project, the meaning, and what to do. So, in one sense, the Filipino community is one that I would say is very, very united in a common purpose. And that purpose is to benefit the welfare of the Filipinos, not only Filipinos, but also for the benefit of the whole society of Australia, because we Filipinos also contribute to the development of Australia. And that is why on the Australia Day, as you say, I think we should be proud that from the moment we, the first Filipinos came to Australia, we did something to help contribute to the development of the country. Not only people, but also by some good deeds that we have done. So Australia Day is meaningful. Meaningful to us, for we all live in one country, Australia. Though some of us are dual citizens, at least the relationship between Australia and the Philippines, we are a living and alive component of that relationship.
Taong 2017 nang pumanaw si Attorney Farmer sa edad na 84. Taong 1991 naman ang kilalanin at parangalan ng Medal of the Order of Australia si Dante Wanta.
Una-una, nabigla ako doon gawa nung tumawag sa akin yung isang Australian na asawa'y Pilipina who formerly was Miss Colliado. Nagulantan ako sa umaga, sabi na congratulations si Cass sapagkat nakita niya ang pangalan ko sa dyaryo. That was 26 January 1991, na yung award ng the Medal of the Order of Australia for service to education, multiculturalism, and the Filipino community.
Kinilala para sa kanyang serbisyo sa edukasyon, multiculturalism, at sa komunidad Filipino sa Australia.
Nagpasalamat ako sa punong Diyos at sa aking mga kasamahan dito sa South Australia. Kung wala sila, walang activities, walang community programs, services dito sa Adelaide. Yan ang naging unang-una kong nasa isip, Diyos and then yung mga aking kasamahan.
Taong 1973 nang dumating sa Australia si Wanta.
Dumating ako July and then prepared for the preparation of my family. Dumating sila 1 month after. Para bang bird nesting ang ginawa ko. Kagad-agad umalis sa Pilipinas. Alam mo, magulo nun sa Pilipinas. Panahon ng martial law.
Opo.
And many ng ating mga kasamahan ay nag-alisan. Kasama na ako doon. Delikado panahon.
Balikan po natin yung pagsisimula ninyo dito sa Australia. Kayo po ay naging guro at o professor sa Pilipinas bago kayo pumunta ng Australia. Pero pagdating ninyo dito, naipagpatuloy ninyo yung pagtuturo ninyo. Tama po.
Napatawa ako sabagkat ang aking panuntunan, yan ay beggars are not choosers. Okay? At ako'y handa dyan sapagkat alam natin tayo imigrante. So pagdating ko dito, ang unang-unang sa isip ko ay maghanap ng trabaho. Although mayroon naghihintay sa akin trabaho, not the same thing as I used to do sa Philippine Normal College, ngayon ay Philippine Normal University. Related to that, yes, I left as an assistant professor in education sa graduate college ng normal. Pagdating ko dito, naghanda ako sa ako, whatever comes first, kahit na maglilinis ng cars, sa mga petrol stations, handa ako. So I tried my luck and na-interview ako sa Department of Education ng South Australia. At ina-assign ako sa high school. Sabi ko, I never taught high school. I taught as elementary or primary at saka university. So being education department, wala na noon ang mga teachers colleges, naging independent na sila, I accepted ang position, hinigi ko primary school teaching. You know what I taught? Grade 3. And then grade 5, then balik ako sa grade 3. Pero 1 year lang, 1 year and 3 months.
Pagkatapos po nun, ano yung pinakamahalagang trabaho na sumunod?
Okay. Tinagbigyan ako ng Panginoon Diyos. Yung pagiging teacher ko sa primary dito, it became a blessing in disguise sapagkat the following year, I was appointed lecturer in service education ng education department. Alam mo yung mga tinuruan namin o tinuruan ko sapagkat mayroong director and I was the assistant niya. I worked with school principals and superintendents of schools.
So you guided them?
Yes. Providing them in-service education in a very humble way. Alam naman nila, Filipino, be humble. Huwag kang magpasikat. Or you find your own grave, no?
Opo.
And nagustuhan naman ng aking lecture. After all, mayroon tayong karanasan na sa Pilipinas at sa ibang bansa. So, naging lecturer ako and finally became the acting director nang mag-retire ang aking director for 10 years.
Wow,
before I was moved to the central office ng education department to take the role as professional officer in multiculturalism in education, assisting the at that time the assistant director general of education ng South Australia. So to me it was a good contribution ng isang Pilipino sa education department.
Si Dr. Dante Wanta ang unang Pilipino sa South Australia na nagawaran ng parangal ng OAM. Kinilala sa kanyang serbisyo sa edukasyon, multiculturalismo at serbisyo sa komunidad Filipino noong taong 1991. Isang guro at profesor sa Pilipinas bago nanirahan sa Australia na ipagpatuloy niya ang kanyang pagtuturo dito sa Australia, kasabay na pagkakaroon ng unang programang Pilipino sa radyo sa South Australia. Dalawang beses na nagsilbi bilang Honorary Consul General sa Philippine Consulate sa South Australia. Sa New South Wales naman, magtungo tayo 35 taon mula ng manirahan sa Australia sa tingin ni Deborah Ruiz Wall ng edukasyon at serbisyo sa mga tao ay hindi natatapos at hindi dapat na matapos dahil tayo ay palaging naharap sa mga pagsubok at hamon. Taong 2004 naman ang mapasama si Deborah Ruiz Wall na isang journalist at author.
We were informed beforehand on the day it was printed in the papers, because I think the idea is you have to accept the award. So on the day, it's still quite an amazing feeling by the Australian government. So I was very happy. I was very happy, definitely, when it happened in 2004.
Do you remember the day?
Well, it's usually on Australia Day.
And this is in recognition of your service to the community in the areas of social justice, reconciliation, and multiculturalism.
Yes, yes.
Can you give some details of your advocacies prior to you receiving the award?
Yes, well, when I came to Australia in 1974, that was just 2 years after martial law was declared. And so I was writing articles published in Hong Kong, a paper called Solidaridad 2. And they were available here in Australia also amongst the church goers. And the intention was to let people know what the conditions were in our country and to institute a return to democracy. So that was followed up. I did that whilst I was here in Sydney in collaboration with many people from the Catholic Church, the Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace, and also Protestant churches, Uniting Church and Church of England, based in Brisbane, in Melbourne, in Perth, in Sydney. So I was quite active with the Philippine Action Support Group. And so I joined that group in 1976 when something was published in the Catholic Weekly asking for volunteers to meet up. And that was held in Melbourne. It was funded, you know, my AFS funded by the Catholic Commission for Justice and Peace. And that was the start of the social justice part of, I imagine, of the award. And then also, as far as Australia goes, in the 80s, the mail order bride issue just exploded in the mass media here. And Australians married to Filipino women, they found it rather embarrassing sometimes. And they felt that they instead, you know, say they're not married to a Filipino, but maybe to a Malaysian or something, you know.
They're denying it.
They're denying it because they're so embarrassed. Not all of them, but, you know, some of them. Because the way in which the media tackled the issue was, you know, disadvantageous to others who were here, who were not really, as it's being depicted, working in the prostitution industry, you know.
Did you also face, because I know you're married to an Australian, did you also face some comments from people that you are married to an Australian?
Oh, yes, 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 indeed. You know, people asking, oh, where did you meet? Things like that. Where did you meet? How did you meet your husband? And, you know, as if to say, you know, they're already making assumptions.
Yes.
And see, there were Filipinos who came out here way before that, as you know. And also, you know, Colombo scholars who came out here and made a significant contribution to the country.
Ipinagpapatuloy ni Deborah Ruiz Wall ang kanyang mga advokasya para sa mga kababaihan, pagtataguyod ng pagkakasundo sa bansa, sa pagitan ng mga katutubo at di katutubong Australiano gamit ang mga tula, kasaysayan na isinalin sa pamamagitan ng wika at anumang panulat upang makapagbigay ng kamalayan sa mga tunay na nangyayari sa ating kapaligiran sa Australia. Taong 2009 naman, nang ang dating Pangulo ng Philippine-Australian Sports and Culture na si Manny Castillo ay nabigyan ng parangal na Medal of the Order of Australia para sa kanyang mga ginawa para sa pagtataguyod ng kultura, palakasan o sport at serbisyo sa komunidad.
It was encouraging and a privilege na makatanggap tayo ng ganong award because hindi lahat ng community leader at saka mga professional can receive the award.
Opo. Mahigit apat na dekada kayo ay patuloy na gumagawa ng kaibahan sa komunidad Pilipino dito sa Australia at maging sa labas ng bansa. Pero balikan po natin, ano yung mga napagtagumpayan ninyo at naging serbisyo ninyo sa komunidad, particularly sa Filipino community, bago ninyo tinanggap yung Medal of the Order of Australia?
Maraming categories yun. I was involved sa sports sa community. I'm a community leader, involved sa welfare sa community. And then sports in SW education, involved sa mga sports coaching at management at saka counselor sa mga bata no sa high school. And then also as a teacher for 27 years sa government school, I was also involved in the life. So kasama lahat yun, no? So hindi lang yung trabaho ko sa community as a Filipino ka. Australian community ang kinonsider nila.
Ito in general yung nagawa ninyo sa Filipino community at sa wider Australian community.
That's right. Yeah.
Tapos ninyong tanggapin yung Medal of the Order of Australia. Patuloy pa rin po kayo sa pagsiservisyo ninyo, hindi lang sa Filipino community, kundi sa wider Australian community.
Oo naman. Opo. Oo naman. Hindi naman ako mo nakatanggap na tapos na yung job yan. Servisyo mo, no? Nagkataon lang na may nag-nominate sa akin sa year na yung kaya nabigyan tayo ng konting honor. Pero ang servisyo natin tuloy-tuloy. Sa akin, isang honor lang. Pero hindi ko pinamamalaki na nakatanggap ako ng OAM. It is just a part of recognition sa aking servisyo sa community. Pero siyempre naman na dahil hindi lahat nakakatanggap ng mga community leaders. So medyo ano tayo. Hindi ko muna ipagmamayabang muna yun. No? Hindi.
At syempre magpapatuloy kayo sa inyong pagseserbisyo.
Oo naman. I'm always there.
Taong 2020 naman ang tumanggap ng Order of Australia Medal si Jose Jun Reluña. Kinikilala ang kanyang 39 na taong pamumuno sa Australian-Filipino community. Magtungo naman tayo sa bahagi ng ACT.
Exciting, syempre. Kasi yung feeling ko, parang, hindi naman parang, pero yung feeling ko, migrante ako dito sa Australia, hindi ko ito lugar, pero dito ako lumaki. Tapos, ginawa ko yung kailangan gawin, nakasama yung mga ibang mga Australiano dito sa komunidad natin ito. At nagpapasalamat talaga ako sa kanilang acknowledgement at recognition ng ginagawa natin dito sa society natin ito. Acknowledgement at recognition ng ginagawa natin dito sa society natin ito.
Taong 1975 nang lumipat sa Australia ang buong pamilya Doronila at 15 taon lamang noon si Nuni Doronila. At taong 2015 nang siya ay magawaran ng OAM o Order of Australia Medal.
Noong 1975, 15 taon lang ako. Magandang parang very satisfactory tsaka very fulfilling ang magtrabaho para sa komunidad at saka sa hindi lang mga Pinoy pero sa buong Australia. So hindi lang mga Filipino community but yung buong komunidad ng Australia. You know, na pwede akong makakatulong sa ibang tao dahil tinulungan nila kami.
Mahigit na 30 taon na nanungkulan at nagsilbi bilang social worker ang taga-Canberra na si Maria Lourdes Nuni Doronila.
Kung meron tayong magagawang konti para matulungan ang mga naghihirap dito sa Australia, yung ibang tutulong din yung ibang tao, hindi lang ako ang tumutulong. So, I give, I share, at saka yung parang binibigyan natin ng self-respect, dignity. Yun ang pinaka-importante. At saka na hindi lang sila mag-iisa dito sa kanilang sitwasyon. Kailangan natin lahat tayong magtutulungan. Hindi tayo nag-iisa.
At mula naman sa Tasmania, isa pa rin ang tumanggap ng gawad ng OAM sa pamagitan ni Rachel Besant.
Talaga, it was a big surprise for me that I have a phone call from Canberra and you know, they were telling me that I was selected for to receive the Order of Australia Medal Award. And I even questioned them what for, what I've done. Tapos, yun, sinabi nila sa akin na, You don't have to say anything about this. It's got to be, you know, announced on Australia Day. And then this is the reason why we called you, because of your good work and, of course, what you did to the people of the Philippines.
Ayun, taong 2019 Australia Day nang ginawara ng Medal of the Order of Australia o OAM sa General Division si Rachel Besan para sa kanyang serbisyo sa mga bata sa Pilipinas. Tunay na isang maipagmamalaking sandali para kay Rachel Besan na tumayo kasama ang iba pang mga tumanggap ng gawad, na ilan sa kanila ay mga doktor at abogado dahil siya ang nag-iisang Pilipino na nabigyan ng OAM sa taong 2019.
Noong 2006, there was a big disaster in Southern Leyte, Ginsaugun. There was a mudslide that thousands of people buried in the mud. And I remember that time when I was on my break at work, and I saw the children was buried in the mud. And I cried and cried and cried. And I said, how could I help these people? I really want to, even to talk about it, I still cry. Because it really, parang apektuhan ako. It really affected me that they're so helpless and to lose everything, your loved ones. I spoke to a lot of survivors. And I thought to myself, oh my God, what happened? What, you know? So what I did on that time, actually, I approached the general manager on my company and I said, I really want to help these people. And then my manager said to me, oh, Rachel, what happened? You are so hysterical. And I said, look, you know, Mr. Teron, I said, my people are really in dire needs. I don't know how to help them.
Yeah.
So he told me, you better go to your doctor, get a Valium, and then when you get better, you come back. So I did. I did come back because I was, as I said, I was really afflicted by it. I was so hysterical. And then I sort of calm down, and then he said to me, first we do is we call the Examiner. That's the newspaper here, local newspaper. And then we'll open an account, and then we tell them your story, how you want to help these people. So we did, and I raised $13,000 on that particular month. And then actually I contacted the mayor on that time, that was Mayor Yap. I said, look, I am Rachel Besan from Australia. You don't know me, but I feel for your city and the people that lost their homes and their loved ones. I'm coming to help you. So I did. I contacted the army, and then we all went there. I hired the biggest truck that I can think of.
Yeah.
And spend all the money and give it to the people that... I went to every single tent. I took some medicine, lots of stuff. I took food, a lot of food. And I spoke to everybody there, as I said. And then I went back again to Australia. I raised another money. I went back again and helped them. And since that, every single city that there's disaster, I went to help also Mount Pinatubo. Yeah, I went there and helped them. And then we have also in Ormoc City when the flood.
Malinaw pa sa alaala ng taga-Tasmania na si Rachel Besant kung paano labis na naapektuhan ang kanyang damdamin nang mapanood niya sa telebisyon kung paano nalibing ng buhay sa isang pagguho ng lupa ang isang buong paaralan, 226 na mga bata at guro, at sa kabuuan ay nasawi ang 1,126 na katao sa Ginsaugon, Southern Leyte. Isang nakakapanlumong natural na kalamidad noong 2006 ang bumago sa buhay ni Miss Besant, isang katutubo ng Ormoc City sa Leyte. Matapos makabawi mula sa emotional stress na naramdaman niya, nang mapanood ang sakuna, mabilis siyang kumilos at nagawang makalikom ng $13,000 na pondo na ginamit niya upang makatulong sa mga nakaligtas sa pagguho ng lupa sa kanyang lalawigan. Mula noon, si Rachel Besant ay regular na nagpapadala ng iba't ibang gamit mula sa mga damit, pagkain hanggang sa mga wheelchair at kama sa ospital, at sa kalaunan itinatag niya ang kawang gawa na Filipino Needy Children's Fund upang makapagbigay ng higit na tulong para sa mga bata at nangangailangang mamamayan sa Pilipinas, kasama na ang programa sa pagpapakain para sa halos 3,000 mga bata sa paaralan. Isang kawang gawa na hindi niya inisip na magbibigay sa kanya ng parangal. Isa pa sa prestigyosong gawad sa ilalim ng Order of Australia ang Member of the Order of Australia o AM. Parangal ito na ibinibigay sa mga natatanging individual para sa kanilang serbisyo sa isang particular na lokalidad o larangan ng aktibidad o sa isang particular na grupo. Ang matagal na nagsilbi bilang Philippine Honorary Consul General ng Northern Territory na si John Rivas, ang kauna-unahang Pilipino na tumanggap ng karangalan bilang Member of the Order of Australia. Taong 2016 nang igawad ang pagkilala kay Ginoong Rivas sa lahat ng kanyang nagawa para sa pagtulong sa mga migranteng Pilipino at pagsulong ng mga bilateral na ugnayan sa pagitan ng Northern Territory, Australia at Pilipinas sa larangan ng palakasan, edukasyon, kalakalan at negosyo. At taong 2024 nang masundan muli ang gawad para sa isang Filipino-Australian na makatanggap ng Member of the Order of Australia o AM sa katauhan ng Diversity and Inclusion Advocate at kasalukuyang Philippine Honorary Consul to South Australia na si Carmen Garcia AM. Si Carmen Ann Garcia ang founder at chief executive officer ng Community Corporate, isang nationwide diversity and inclusion firm. Kinilala siya para sa kanyang mahalagang serbisyo sa multicultural na komunidad sa pamamagitan ng mga pagtataguyod at programa sa diversity at inclusion. Sinabi niya na ang sariling karanasan ng kanyang ina ang nagbigay inspirasyon sa kanyang karera sa pagtugon sa antas ng kawalan ng trabaho sa mga bagong dating na refugee at mga migrante sa Australia.
So my mom is a first-born migrant from the Philippines. And I saw through my upbringing firsthand how her qualifications as a lawyer wasn't recognized. And she was forced to take any job to make ends meet. And I feel like that really had an impact on her dignity and purpose. So I guess my life mission has been around how do we work through and challenge conventional thinking around recognizing that migrants built this country. They have a strong history in bringing skills. And I think one thing we forget in Australia is that unlike other OECD countries, Australia is one of the very few where migrants are actually more skilled than our native population.
Nakatulong ito sa tagumpay ng higit sa 20 taong karanasan sa pagtatrabaho sa refugee resettlement, training at empleo. Sa pamagitan ng kanyang trabaho, nakita ng Australia na may dugong Pilipino na si Carmen Garcia ang maraming mga refugee na magsimula sa mga trabaho na kumikita lamang ng $800 sa Centrelink tungo sa pagkakaroon ng mga posisyon na inaabot ng $90,000 ang sweldo at marami pa nga ang nakabili ng sariling bahay. Ang proud na may pinagmulang Pilipino ay tatanggap ngayon ng parangal sa General Division ng Order of Australia at umaasa siyang ito ay magbibigay liwanag sa iba pang mga quiet achievers o tahimik sa kanilang mga nagagawa at tagumpay sa sariling larangan.
I think it's important that we reach into communities and we tap people on the shoulder to recognize what they're doing. I think naturally for women and also people from culturally diverse backgrounds, we're not self-promotional. That's not part of our culture. So I think the Governor General's message is really to every Australian, if you see someone doing amazing things, you know, put them forward. Let's recognize there are so many diverse faces and people that make this country great. I definitely wouldn't have thought to nominate myself, obviously, for these honours. And there are some amazing people out there that thought me worthy and have put me forward. And I feel like I now have a role in paying it forward and identifying those quiet achievers, those unsung heroes that really do contribute to Australia and how I can help shine a spotlight on them as well.
Ang parangal ng Medal of the Order of Australia o OAM ay isa lamang sa apat na award level na kasama sa Australian Honours na kumikilala sa mga pambihirang serbisyo at kontribusyon ng mga individual para sa kabuuang komunidad ng Australia. Ang mga tumatanggap o recipient ay nagmumula sa buong bansa at mula sa lahat ng antas ng pamumuhay, bagamat ang ilan ay kilala, ang karamihan ay mga unsung heroes. Isa pa sa prestigyosong gawad sa ilalim ng Order of Australia ang Member of the Order of Australia o AM. Parangal ito na ibinibigay sa mga natatanging individual para sa kanilang serbisyo sa isang particular na lokalidad o larangan ng aktibidad o sa isang particular na grupo. Ang sino mga Australiano ay maaaring magmungkahi o mag-nominate ng isang tao para sa naturang parangal. Ana Limvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.